Molly, and don't worry about a thing. Or actually, it's called Three Little Birds. So yeah, how are you? Happy, happy Monday. Feels like I haven't been on air for absolutely ages. Even though it's just been a week, it's been a really busy week. I hope you are keeping warm and wrapped up, minding yourself if you're walking on the pavements or driving on the roads. And happy Monday the 12th of December to you all. For this next hour, I'm so grateful to have back on Monica, who will be talking to us today. You've heard from Monica before, but Monica's gonna give us some insight today, and it's kind of saving my bacon a little bit because I've had a busy week, which we will be talking about in a moment. Monica, good morning. Monica Jackman. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, that's right. Good morning.
Now, how are you?
Good morning, Sharon. I'm very well, thank you, and thanks for having me on. I know you've had a very busy week yourself.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on. It's always great to hear what you have to say and the value that you bring to us.
Oh, thank you.
What are we talking about today?
Right, so today, and I suppose it's in keeping with the week that you have had, it's really to talk about the benefits of singing, music, creativity of all types, including acting, as you were during the panto during the week. Just to talk a little bit about the physical benefits, and I suppose from a coaching, counselling point of view, the psychological benefits of that. So, I mean, the benefits of singing, music, creativity are endless. It's one of the most positive forms of activity, I suppose, in relation to singing. And everyone has the potential to sing. We use our voice to communicate our mood and general well-being to others. And that applies to the voice as well in every way in acting, in every way that it's used. The physical benefits of singing in particular, it's aerobic, it brings oxygen to the blood and improves the lung functioning. And singers tend to have a greater connection between areas of the brain than non-singers. And there's a close relationship between actually singing and imagined singing, so that is good for you as well. And singing exercises the vocal cords and so helps us to keep them healthy. And that applies as well to acting, as in panto, you're projecting very much, I'm sure, all the week.
Yeah.
And I'm sure your voice is very conscious of that. So I suppose they're the physical benefits in the first place and that. So, you know, in relation to the panto during the week, you're on the go as well, I'm sure, on the stage as well. So it all combined, you know, it's really good for you.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't feel like that, to be honest. I feel like I've been hit by a bus. Exhausted but happy at the same time, if that makes any sense at all.
Yes.
It's kind of like when you've, I don't know, I guess I felt this way after climbing Kirkpatrick or like doing the marathon or something like that, the triathlon, something like that. You're kind of happy, but you're really tired.
Yes, absolutely, and that's understandable. And it might be tomorrow or the day after when you've kind of rested and recovered from a week, because you were on every day, weren't you? Were you on more than once a day?
Yeah, so we would have had a matinee and an evening show,
right.
But during the week, just an evening show. So 8 shows altogether in the week. So.
Right.
It's all over now. The doors are closed, and it's time to kind of just reflect and take a sigh before getting on with the Christmas. But for me personally, what it did was it broke up the run-up to Christmas hugely, because I'm only now thinking, oh, Christmas is coming. So it broke that up. But for me, I suppose my personal story was I was behind the scenes doing the makeup for panto for numbers of years.
Right.
And I'd always look out and see them go off on stage and secretly have a desire that I would love to do that. And then straight away my story at the time would tell myself, oh, but you can't sing. Oh, but you can't do that. Oh, what would people think? And then the fear crept in, the imposter crept in and everything else. So after having my transformation, my self-love journey, we came out of COVID, obviously panto was locked down for a couple of years, and then the auditions come up and I said, do you know what, I'm going to do this, because this is a secret desire that I've had, and I'm not going to have the fear of what people will think of me anymore, because I'm kind of over that stage. And I was like, well, do you know, I'm going to audition. That was my thing. I was going to audition and see how far that took me. Just, I thought that would be the end. So then when I got the part, I was like, oh, wow, I have to do it now, because you can't go for an audition and then say, actually, I was wasting your time, you know, I was just doing a growth journey. So, and then that was it, lo and behold,
Wow. Yeah, so you weren't just waiting in the wings, you were actually working in the wings, doing makeup and all of that, and just waiting for your moment to shine and that. And you were the wicked stepmother, is that, was that your role? Yeah. Did you enjoy that?
At first, I was very uncomfortable with it, because by nature, I wouldn't have an ounce of wickedness in me, I would hope. I do a lot with people and caring for people and helping people, you know. So then I had to talk to myself and say, well, do you know what, you're on stage and it's the it's an act, you know. I did get into it. The comments were a mixture. There was a lady who said, I'm 46 and you absolutely scared me to death coming off stage. And then there was other people saying, you're too pretty to be scary, or you're too nice to be scary. I did make a couple of kids cry, which was a bit sad. But it was a testament that I was being scary.
As long as it's not too hot, because there are some dangerous to really hot steam showers, which we've heard in the news recently as well. But so I suppose singing and creativity, it provides an outlet for our feelings as well. It can allow us to feel better about ourselves and the world around us. And voice, you know, is so important to all of us. And before we were born, you know, we could hear our mother's voice inside the womb, for those mothers that did talk and were able to talk. I suppose, obviously, people who don't have speech, that's different. But maybe there was music or something like that. So the sound is there from the very beginning, you know, obviously, and for most people. And every time we use our voice, whether it is through speech or singing, we're expressing our core emotional states, such as happiness or sadness. And I suppose when you said about, you know, you felt you made the children cry at the panto, I suppose that is the extremes, you know, of the panto. It brings in all of the emotions. So the fact that they cried, it just shows the whole gamut of emotions is there. And it's such a normal part of human life. You know, so I don't think you should feel bad about that. That's kind of the norm, really. And we learn how to cope with our emotions through things like that when we're young. You know, we can cope with all the different range of emotions. And through panto and music and all of that, we learn all of the different emotions and learn how to regulate our emotions through all of that. So there's great, you know, learning in that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose panto is unique, I think, to this side of the world, because one of the bass guitarists there is from New Jersey that was involved, and he said the first time he saw it, he thought it was absolutely a shockingly bad play. Because if you think about it, you've got people doing things wrong on purpose, they're messing up on purpose, let's say makeup of the dame and whatever are particularly bad by professional standards if you didn't know what it was about. But it does, it brings you on a whole roller coaster. And I love what you said earlier about the community thing, and I think that's true. And anyone coming up to Christmas, maybe that's singing in a choir or something like that, and there's this thing about, for me anyway, in the winter, snuggling in front of the fire when it's dark outside and hibernating a little bit. But if you have a commitment to doing something, it kind of gives you that, you know, incentive to put on the coat and go out, you know.
Exactly And you know, it is good to plan like that and have something that you have to go to, and that it certainly makes a difference, because we can all get comfortable in our comfort zone and that, you know, and it does. But when you're out then and you're with the people, you know, you feel connected, you have a sense of belonging, and that, you know, increases the feel good chemicals in us, like oxytocin, which we get from connection with other people, and dopamine. And you know, you might get that at home as well, but there is something extra nice about that. And for the audience as well, you know, they're part of this greater, you know, thing that happens, and there's a familiarity if they, if families go every Christmas, you know, there's a familiarity about that as well, and they really feel that they're part of that. So it really is, it really is lovely in that way. But and music as well is great, you know. Music therapy is really very helpful to protect the brain and to heal, you know, from trauma and that. And you know, music kind of, depending on the type that you pick, if you pick a relaxing type of music, it can be very calming and soothing for the brain as well. But it's all about expressing of emotions, the release of emotions, an outlet for emotions and that, and the ups and downs of the panto and concerts and choirs and all of that, you know, really really kind of does allow that release and that expression. And sometimes it can be quite sad and emotional, you know, some parts, as you say, of the panto or of music and choirs at Christmas can be very emotional, but it allows that release, and then you can go away from that afterwards then and get back into your normal life and that, and you know, haven't had that wonderful experience.
Yeah, and I think as well, you don't have to be a singer to enjoy singing. You don't have to be on a stage or in your kitchen, yeah, singing in your shower, you know, just express yourself. You know, what's the saying, dance like nobody's watching, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, it really can boost your energy as well, because your movement and everything. Creativity also in the arts, in drawing, painting,
yeah,
poetry, the list is endless, isn't it? Photographs, everything. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's huge, yeah.
It's just tapping into a different part of the brain, I suppose, the right side of the brain where creativity lies. It's tapping into that side of the brain, and the left brain then is supposed to be more analytical, and we do our, you know, our mathematics, our, you know, the scientific stuff goes on in the left side of the brain. And the right side of the brain needs that expression, because the left side of the brain, we're planning and, you know, planning meals and planning shopping and planning things for work, and you know, that side of the brain is always active, you know, if when we're functioning in the world. And the right side of the brain, that creative side, really needs that expression as well. And you know, and then kind of we have balance then, I suppose, in both sides of the brain.
Absolutely.
which is good. Yeah,
I think my right side may be overtaken my left by nature. We're going to go to the ads now, and we'll keep you online, Monica, if that's okay.
Yes, of course, sure.
Have more to discuss after the break.
Thank you.